BBC Radio 5 Live is also available through your digital TV. Sky, Freeview, Freesat and Virgin Media are just some of the ways you can listen.
Now, more reflections on the death today of Frank Carson to come. Also, Tony's team talk in a moment with Dan Walker and Conor McNamara. But right now, male students at Exeter University have been warned not to offend other undergraduates by dressing as women at parties or during pub crawls. The Students Guild has issued the advice during its Diversity Week. On its website, it describes the idea as crass and offensive and claims dressing up in drag could be, and I quote, intensely psychologically damaging, unquote, to transgender students. Do you agree with that? 0500 909 693. You can text us on 85058. Jenny Ann Hart is a transsexual woman and joins us now. Hello, Jenny Ann.
Good evening. How are you, Tony?
I'm all right. Good to speak to you. And Graham Swain is here as well, broadcaster and commentator. Hello, Graham.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. Jenny Ann, first of all, describe to us, to put some context on your point of view, what being a transsexual woman means.
Well, it means that I was born with a brain that was one gender and a body that was gendered the opposite way. That happened because my mother took a drug during pregnancy that upset the hormones that set your gender identity. And I've managed over the years to bring my core identity into congruence with my body. And I've had a certain amount of surgery, and I now have gender recognition, which means I finally have a birth certificate that says I was born as a girl.
Right, OK. Now, where do you stand then on this decision by the Students' Guild at Exeter University that men dressing up in women's clothing is crass and offensive to people like yourself?
Well, I don't find it so, unless they do it as a direct parody of trans women or of natal women or cisgendered women, as we would put it. Mm. I think it's like anything else. If you do it deliberately to parody or to poke fun at a minority group, then yes, it is offensive, but come on, people have been dressing in drag since clothes were invented.
Yeah. Do you feel here that people are being offended on your behalf?
A little bit, and I can see that some people would get upset if they thought others were poking fun at them. I'm absolutely behind that. I know sometimes when I see drag acts that really are way, way over the top in trying to mimic stereotypical women and then adding sexual connotations to it, I find that not particularly nice. So I wouldn't go to such a show. If somebody came out in the street in front of my house doing it, yes, I'd be offended, but I don't think anybody's going to do that.
Mm. Graham Swain, what do you make of this decision?
I think it's all about drawing a line in the sand, and Jenny's point is very valid. It's about when you cross that line. I really don't think that students have got any issues in mind, because they, let's face it, I mean, we've all been there, we've all had fun in our time at that sort of age in life. Their attitude is much wider to the demographics of society than anyone else, I would say. Frankly, they're just out getting drunk and having a good time. I don't think there's any issues behind it whatsoever.
But listening to this decision by the Students' Guild, Jenny Ann, it's quite interesting because it's not an issue. I almost said this in the introduction. It's probably not an idea that many of our listeners have actually thought about. So hasn't it succeeded in one way that it's opened up a debate that this could, in some instances, be crass and offensive?
Yes, I'd agree with that, Tony, and I always feel as an open trans person, it's always good to get some publicity and to say that we're ordinary people and that we can take a balanced view and we can indeed laugh at ourselves sometimes.
Do you find, though, as you say, an open trans person, do people say anything to you in the street, Jenny Ann? Do you face... You know, people commenting about you in the street?
Very occasionally, Tony, but I think I'm... perhaps lucky. I've been out for 40 years now, so quite a long time. And as you can probably tell from my voice, I'm quite a happy person. Mm. I tend to smile a lot and engage with people. And occasionally, if I see people pointing or passing comment, I usually smile and wave to them as if, great, you've recognised me. I must be a very special person.
And come in there, Tony.
Yeah, go on, Graham.
Look, I'm follically challenged, so, i.e. bald, if you want to use it, love you. But if someone shouts in the street, oi, baldy, then that's offensive, in my view, because that's gone past the line. They're deliberately shouting at you, saying something that they know will, in theory, annoy you or upset you. And I think that's the line that you cross. That's an example of what I'm trying to say. Now, but if you go way back in time to the Victorian era and before, we had pantomime and they cross-dressed then, didn't they? Dick Whittaker was always a girl.
Yes.
And the reason why they did that, it was nothing to do with cross-gender or anything like that, or poking fun at anybody. It was to do with the fact so that they could see a lady's ankle, because women weren't allowed to show their legs in those days. Mm. So that's the issue here. It's about what is fun, and everybody's signing up. Let's take Danny LaRue. He made a career out of the thing, didn't he?
He did indeed.
And everybody, and like Jenny, I'm sure, enjoyed his act as much as everybody else did.
Well, absolutely, and there's something to be said. People like that, who were around in the 1950s when I was growing up, actually gave me the push on to go and explore and think, well, I'm not the only one who feels they're in the wrong gender. So things like that can actually help people in the community. But I absolutely agree there's a line that mustn't be crossed. And recently, for instance, I was abused at a railway station, and a young man said some very nasty things to me and then was very surprised when I called the police. And the idiot hung around to be arrested because he couldn't understand why he'd been arrested.
Could I just ask, Jenny, I mean, you're obviously aware that because of your look, you're aware that people will look at you and think, oh, is that, they're going to look some people and think, is that man across? Now, you accept that, don't you? That goes with the parlance of what you do.
It does, and
you accept
also
that going to look. So that, I think it hasn't crossed the line. I think that's about people accepting that you are living the way you want. I mean, ladyboys are quite a big thing in Paris and Asia, aren't they? No one bats an eyelid over there.
Well, that's right. And I've actually met some of them in Paris and other cities because in my work I travelled extensively.
Okay. All right. Well, look, Jenny Ann, it's been great hearing from you tonight. Thank you very much for coming on the programme. I appreciate it. And Graham Swain as well. Good to speak to you, Graham. You're listening to Tony Livesey on 5 Live. It's 11:27.